Our story today is called An Unlikely Party. It was one of the most extraordinary birthday parties ever held. No, it wasn't in a plush ballroom of a grand hotel. There weren't famous celebrities or anyone rich or powerful. It was held at 3 a.m. in a small, seedy cafe in Honolulu. The guest of honor was a prostitute, and the fellow guests were prostitutes, and the man who threw it was a Christian minister. The idea came to Minister Tony Campolo very early one morning as he sat in the cafe. He was drinking coffee at the counter when a group of prostitutes walked in and took up the stools around him. One of the girls, Agnes, lamented the fact that not only was it her birthday tomorrow, but she'd never had a birthday party. Tony thought it would be a great idea to surprise Agnes with a birthday party. Learning from the cafe owner, a guy named Harry, that the girls came in every morning around 3:30, Tony agreed with him to set up the place for a party. Word somehow got out on the street so that by 3:15 the next morning, the place was packed with prostitutes, the cafe owner and his wife, and Tony. When Agnes walked in, she saw streamers, balloons, Harry holding a birthday cake, and everyone screaming out, "Happy birthday!" Agnes was overwhelmed. The tears poured down her face as the crowd sang "Happy Birthday." When Harry called on her to cut the cake, she paused. She'd never had a birthday cake and wondered if she could take it home to show her mother. When Agnes left, there was a stunned silence. Tony did what a Christian minister should. He led Harry, Harry's wife, and a room full of prostitutes in a prayer for Agnes. It was a birthday party rarely seen in Honolulu, thrown by a Christian minister for a 39-year-old prostitute who'd never had anyone go out of their way to do something like this, and who expected nothing in return. Indeed, so surprising was this turn of events, the cafe owner found it hard to believe there were churches that would do this sort of thing, but that if there were, then that's the sort of church he'd be prepared to join. Mark 2:15-17. When Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and the disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.